Hey, welcome back to Overflow Today. I'm Joseph Hanford. Wondering how a better understanding of the kingdom of God might impact our evangelism efforts? Well, author Steve Schaefer has written a book called Living in the Overlap. Steve, welcome to Overflow Today.
Thank you, Joe.
Steve, why did you title a book about the kingdom of God, Living in the Overlap?
Well, it refers to the overlap of the ages. You know, the Bible splits history into two ages. There's this present age, which is the age where Satan rules, and it's an age of sin and disease and death. And then there's the age to come, which is the age when God's end-time reign comes in all its fullness, and the world is restored to an Eden-like condition. And for many years, God's people assumed, well, first this age will end, and then the age to come will begin. The New Testament gives a surprising twist on this. It reveals that this age continues until Jesus comes again, but the age to come began when Jesus came the first time. And that means that Christians are living in the overlap of the ages. Even though we're in this present evil age, we can begin to experience some of the blessings of the future age now.
Steve, one aspect of this already not yet principle that you talk about in the book is that someday we'll face judgment. That's yet to come. But we've already received the verdict that we're going to receive if we've placed our trust in Christ, right?
Well, we're all going to stand before God's judgment seat in the future. But the New Testament teaches that when we receive Christ as our Savior, we already are declared righteous, meaning we have now already received our end-time verdict, even though we've not yet stood before God's judgment seat. So you see the already and the not yet exemplified there. Well, I think it really motivates us to share Christ with our non-Christian friends, because just like the early Christians were so excited about the fact that they could already experience some of those future blessings now, we have the privilege of letting our non-Christian friends know that right now they can receive the forgiveness of sins and be declared righteous, even though they haven't stood before God's judgment seat in the end times. You know, the early Christians were just astonished at the fact that they could begin to experience some of God's end-time blessings now without this age coming to an end. And when I think about the times that I felt sort of like guilted into sharing the gospel or felt like I had to be prodded into sharing the gospel, I just feel ashamed because I look at the fact that the original Christians just saw this as such good news. And sometimes I have to remind myself of how good the good news really is. And it's like I have to evangelize myself before I can evangelize others, because the gospel is such great news, I shouldn't have to be prodded into sharing it.
Well, that's all for this edition of Overflow. I'm Joseph Hanford. You can find us on the web at overflowtoday.com. Now go pour into someone's life.